866-308-8867. And Gary, we got an email. We need, like, email music.
Oh, no, don't get lonely.
I'm getting kind of excited.
Yeah, let Jason do it.
What's that show that we get letters? We get lots and lots of letters. What was that on Letterman?
Yeah, it's Letterman.
It wasn't Letterman.
It was David Letterman with lots of letters.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Gary emailed us and wants to know, when can I plant blackjack Bermuda seed?
Blackjack Bermuda, any of the Bermuda seeds, got to
wait till it warms up. I never heard of blackjack.
No, I hadn't either. But the May 1st is the real conservative date. You might get away with April 15th. Again, it's Jerry's. The soil's got to be a good temperature, high temperature for it to germinate.
Is there an advantage to being early?
No.
Yeah, okay. the disadvantage that you
won't come up.
Yeah, you get.
Well, that's a disadvantage.
That's a pretty big disadvantage.
Yeah, you got the potential of birds. You got the potential of rot. You got getting buried, all kinds of things.
So why would you want to do it April 15th?
Because you want a lawn.
The soil temperature warmed up. Remember that big oratory on soil temperature y'all just finished?
Yeah, that was a big moderator.
You want to replay that or what?
No. The soil's the moderator.
Yeah, that's right.
Like water.
So we need.
Yeah, but you know, and the reason you try to rush it is that everybody wants to do it faster. It's hard to wait till like May 1st. So if you can get, you know, if we had a real warm March, you might get some germination on April 1st, and then you'd have lawn up faster than. But usually, what happens is that you just don't get any germination.
Yeah, the seed won't germinate.
How quick? Ever?
No, not in a cold soil.
No, I know, but when the soil warms up,
some of it will.
Usually, it's washed away or covered too much or something.
Or birds.
Now,
how many will the birds get?
Small amount, not a lot. Okay. But they, you know, they always in the fall try to sell rye mix with Bermuda, and rarely do you get a good Bermuda germination.
You get the rye, and so you think it's Bermuda.
Mm-hmm. Well, didn't I remember something that rye growing inhibits the Bermuda? Didn't you say that one time a long time ago?
Well, it'll stress the Bermuda, but you know, sometimes if you have a cool spring, it would post. The rye continues to prosper, and then it postpones the Bermuda. So it's not, it's just not a, you really don't gain a lot by that kind of a mix.
Okay.
But a lot of people would like to overseed so they can see green in the winter. And have something to mow in the winter.
Boy, it is green. It's nice. We have a bad spot.
Well, it's a great.
Lots of shade.
The one thing.
Rye doesn't seem to mind.
Jerry and I have recommended this. I mean, rye grass is certainly. In the winter time, certainly better than mud and having all your soil go down the river. Yeah. Of course, we haven't had a lot of rain, so that has been an issue. But
well, the last 3 years, we haven't had to worry about a lot of
El Nino, yeah, or El Nino.
El Nino.
El Nino, please. El Nino.